我们还是翻到诗篇。
Let us turn to the Psalms.
四十六篇。
46.
诗篇四十六篇。
Psalm 46.
从第一节读起，我读给大家听。
Starting from verse 1.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
所以地虽改变，山虽摇动，到海兴。
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea.
其中的水虽喷涌翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride.
有一道河，这河的分岔是神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High.
神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
我们一同来看撒迦利亚书。
Then we turn to Zechariah.
第一章
Chapter 1
第八节
Verse 8
我夜间观看见一人骑着红马站在洼地凡石榴树中间在他身后又有红马黄马和白马
I saw at night and behold a man was riding on a red horse and he was standing among the myrtle trees which were in the ravine with red, sorrel and white horses behind him
第十节
Verse 10.
那站在番石榴树中间的人说，这是奉耶和华的差遣，在遍地走来走去的。
So they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, verse 10. And the man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are those whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我举目观看，见有四角。
Then I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there were four horns.
二十节。
20.
耶和华又指四个匠人给我看。
Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我又举目观看，见一人手拿准绳。
Then I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man with a measuring line in his hand.
我说你往哪里去？他对我说要去量耶路撒冷，看有多宽多长。
So I said, Where are you going? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see how wide it is and how long it is.
第三章
Chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1.
天使又指给我看大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前。
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord.
第三节
Verse 3.
约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel.
使者吩咐站在面前的说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”
He spoke and said to the those who were standing before him, saying, "Remove the filthy garments from him."
又对约书亚说：“我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。”
Again he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and will clothe you with festal robes."
第四章
Chapter 4.
第一节
Verse 1.
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。
Then the angel who was speaking with me returned and roused me, as a man who is wakened from his sleep.
他问我说：“你看了什么？”我说：“我看见一个纯金的灯台，灯顶上有灯盏。”灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子。
He said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see and behold a lampstand all of gold with its bowl on top of it, and its lamps seven lamps on it with the seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps which are on the top of it."
旁边有两棵橄榄树。
Also two olive trees by it.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
我又举目观看，见有一飞行的书卷。
Then I lifted up my eyes again, and looked, and behold, there was a flying scroll.
第五节。
Chapter, verse five.
与我说话的天使出来对我说：“你要举目观看，见所出来的是什么。”
Then the angel who was speaking with me went out and said to me, "Lift up now your eyes and see what it is going forth."
我说这是什么呢？
I said, what is it?
他说这出来的是凉气。
And he said, this is the ephah going forward.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我又举目观看，见有四辆车从两山中间出来。
Now I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming forth from between the two mountains.
我想我们的圣经暂时就读这么多。
I think we'll read only this much for now.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow with another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你今天下午因着你的恩典，我们又来到你的脚前。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you that by your grace, once again, we come to your feet.
我们知道你的仇敌是多方要拦阻我们来到这里。
Oh Lord, and we know that your enemy wants to keep us from being able to come.
但愿我们愿意靠着你的恩典，主啊，我们还是来到你的面前。
But by your grace, Lord, we want to come before you again.
现在我们需要你的恩典，叫我们接受你更多的恩典。
Now we need your grace to receive more grace from you.
我们人不止在这里，叫我们也听见你的话。
That we not just be here physically, but we may be able to hear your word.
但我们不止听见这些话，我们也能起来跟随你。
That we may not just hear your word, but rise up and follow you.
特别在下午的时候，你知道我们身体多常常有疲倦。
Especially in the afternoon, we're easily tired.
但是我们求你用你复活的大能来吞灭我们所有的死亡。
Lord, that your resurrection power might swallow all our, the death in us.
好像就是我们身体来说是艰难的时候，但是但愿你的话我们一句都不漏掉。
Physically, it may be a difficult time, but Lord, may us not miss one word that you have to speak.
主啊，我们心中有一个愿望。
Lord, we have a desire in our hearts.
但我们不失落你任何话语的片段。
That we may not lose any of your message.
主啊，我们愿意你的话落在我们的深处。
Lord, we desire that your word may fall in our depths.
不放我们过去。
Lord, do not let us go.
但愿我们像几个博士一样，遇见你，我们就不再从原路回去。
That we may be like those magi who came one way and would not return the same way.
愿你爱征服我们。
Lord, may your love conquer us.
但是这个周末是个特别的周末。
Lord, may this weekend be a special weekend.
是你得胜的周末。
May be a weekend you overcome.
愿你被高举，愿我们衰微。
May you increase and we decrease.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠着耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus Christ, dear name.
Amen.今天下午我们要继续昨天晚上一同来看撒加利亚书。
We'd like to continue on speaking of Zechariah this afternoon.
我们特别要在进入撒加利亚书的正题以前
，Before we actually enter into the book of Zechariah，
我们还得要把它的背景解释一下。
We still need to explain its background。
那个背景就是整本圣经的背景。
That background is actually the whole Bible。
我们说过的，我们不再重复。
What we have spoken, we will not repeat。
我们说过，撒加利亚书乃是圣经里面小先知书里面的一卷。
Now we know that the book of Zechariah is among one of the minor prophet books。
但是就着信息来说
，But based on its message，
就着内容来说
，Based on its content，
它和以西结书和哈该书，还有马拉基书，可以说是一类的信息。
It is actually related to the book of Ezekiel, Haggai, and Malachi.
换一句话说
，In other words，
以西结书
，Ezekiel，
马拉哈该书
，Haggai，
撒加利亚书
，Zechariah，
还有就是马拉基书
，and Malachi，
乃是给我们一个信息。
Tells us, gives us a message.
所以我们要知道，圣灵是把撒加利亚书放在这一组的书，这一组的先知书。
So we know that the Holy Spirit has placed the book of Zechariah amongst this group of books.
那我们特别看见过。
Now we have especially seen.
整本的先知书一面讲到无花果树，一面讲到各样的树。
That the prophetic books, on the one hand, speak about the fig tree, but also about all the trees.
那么根据我们的主的预言
，Now according to the prophecy of our Lord，
到了一个时候，无花果是要发嫩长叶。
At one point in time, the fig tree would pour forth its leaves。
那果然，1948年以色列复国。
In 1948, indeed Israel was restored。
但主说不光是无花果树。
But the Lord said it's not just the fig tree。
还有各样的树。
all the other trees.
无花果树怎样发嫩长叶？
However, the fig tree put forth its leaves.
各样的树也是怎样发嫩长叶？
All the trees was also put forth its leaves.
换一句话说，
In other words,
圣经里面有一些古国，
In the Bible, there are some ancient nations.
他们的势力要重新抬头的。
They will rise up again.
那这是一句，这是我们主所说的预言。
Now, this is a prophecy of our Lord himself.
如果我们要知道哪些的国家在主回来以前，他要重新抬头的。
But if we want to know which nations are going to be risen again,
那么我们知道耶利米跟以赛亚给告诉我们最清楚。
Now Isaiah and Jeremiah tells us the most clearly.
耶利米给我们看见哪些的国家已经走入历史了。
Jeremiah tells us which nations have already entered into history.
而那些国家曾经和以色列对抗和对立的。
And those nations actually at one point were in conflict with the people of Israel.
那么，所以耶利米给我们看见历史上的图画。
So Jeremiah shows us the historical picture.
一面给我们看见无花果树。
On the one hand, we see the fig tree.
一面给我们看见各样的树。
On the other hand, we see all the other trees.
好，等到我们读到以赛亚书的时候。
When we come to the book of Isaiah,
我们就发现也是提到无花果树，还有各样的树。
We see the fig tree and also the other trees.
但是很稀奇。
But it's very interesting.
这里的无花果树是在主要是在弥赛亚回来以前的无花果树。
The fig tree spoken of here is especially right before the Messiah's.
这里的以色列是末后的以色列。
This actually refers to the Israel of the latter days.
大家都知道说以色列曾经亡国几乎2000年了。
Everyone knows that Israel fell for almost 2,000 years.
几乎两千年之久。
After about 2,000 years.
在这个地球上，你找不到一个国家叫做以色列。
On this earth, you couldn't find a nation called Israel.
但在历史上，你找到它。
But in history, you found it.
因为这是耶利米书告诉我。
Because this is what the book of Jeremiah told
us. 但是在主回来以前，我们能找到它。
But before the Lord's return, we will be able to see it
again. 因为这是以赛亚书告诉我。
Because this is what the book of Isaiah tells us.
所以你现在一对比以赛亚书跟耶利米书，
so when you compare Isaiah and Jeremiah,
你就知道说有一天以色列这个无花果树要重新发嫩长叶。
You know that one day again the fig tree would pour forth its leaves.
然后不止如此，
and not only that,
你若仔细读以赛亚书的话，
if you further read the book of Isaiah,
你也看见巴比伦要抬头。
You will see that Babylon will also be restored.
你要看见说这个巴比伦，这里的巴比伦不是历史上的巴比伦。
Now Babylon is not the historical Babylon.
乃是主回来以前的巴比伦。
But it's the Babylon before our Lord returns.
所以现在很清楚。
Now it's very clear.
巴比伦曾经在历史上消失的。
Babylon at one point in time disappeared in history.
现在有一天要再出现。
But one day again it will appear again.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就告诉我们各样的树也要发嫩长叶。
It tells us all the trees will put forth its leaves.
所以你看见现在我们读以赛亚书跟耶利米书。
So when we read the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah.
还有其他的小先知书。
And the other minor prophets.
你看见这两条线是很清楚。
See that these two lines are very clear.
那么等到但以理书的时候，
But when we come to the book of Daniel,
圣灵就用整本的书给我们看见各样的树。
The Holy Spirit uses the whole book to explain all the trees.
如果你要明白什么叫做外邦人日期满足，
If you want to understand what does it mean for the days of the Gentiles to be fulfilled,
那这所谓外邦人日期是怎么回事呢？
What does it refer to when it says the days of the Gentiles?
那就是但以理书给我们看见。
And that's what the book of Daniel shows us.
那么等到以西结束的时候，
Now when we come to the book of Ezekiel,
你看圣灵的重点是放在无花果树。
The focus of the Holy Spirit is upon the fig tree.
所以这个系列的四本先知书，
So the series of four books in this group,
都是给我们看见无花果树等到主要回来以前它是怎样。
It shows us the condition before the Lord's return of that fig tree.
今天我们读这个书没有太深的感觉。
When we read these books today, we don't have any feeling.
200年前你读这四卷书就很有感觉。
200 years ago, it would make a lot of sense for you.
你看看那个时候整个世界的局势。
If you look at the whole situation of that time.
以色列在哪里？
Where was Israel?
耶路撒冷在哪里？
Where is Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷在废墟里。
Jerusalem was in ruins.
以色列这个国家根本不存在在地球上。
Israel did not exist as a nation.
以色列已经走到历史了。
Israel had already entered into history.
所以想想看，200年以后的今天。
So think about 200 years later.
你会觉得很稀奇。
Today you will think it's amazing.
在200年前，你问说以色列有没有明天
？200 years ago, you would ask, "Does Israel have a tomorrow?"
当然，你看看就不要叹一口气，不会有明天。
Of course not. You could only sigh at that point.
所以现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
为什么许多基督徒认为说以色列 是已经没有希望了。
Many Christians believe that Israel has no hope.
神是用教会来取代以色列。
And that God has used the church to replace Israel.
所以你知道，在今天改革中的神学里面
，So among the reformist scholars，
你看见很明显的，他们知道说以色列是没有明天的。
They think that Israel does not have a tomorrow.
教会有明天。
The church has a future.
教会今天取代了以色列。
Because the church has replaced Israel.
所以等到你读旧约圣经的时候
，So when you read the Old Testament。
所有讲的耶路撒冷讲的西安地方都是指的教会说的
Every place that refers to Jerusalem and Zion refers to the church
你明白吗
Do you understand?
因为这个缘故
Because of
你看改革中的弟兄们他们读这个圣经里面的这个先知书的时候
So when the reformers read of the prophetic books
他们很自然的就把它 spiritualize 就完全把它灵然解了
They very naturally spiritualize everything
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
你看见很清楚
Do you see it very clearly?
为什么当初弟兄们是那么有把握呢
？Why were the brothers so certain?
你看看耶路撒冷
，Because if you saw Jerusalem，
看看那个时候的以色列
，If you saw the Israel that time，
没有希望
，They had no hope。
只有少数的
，Only a small group。
像在哈佛大学里有几位校长
，Actually some principals from Harvard University
presidents。你知道他们是读圣经的人
，Now you know that they were but one that read the Bible。
好几百年前，他们就告诉我们是以色列要复国的。
100 years before they said Israel will be restored。
只有像 Horace Bonar， 像那些写诗那个很会写诗那位弟兄。
Except for Horatio。
Horace Bonar。
Bernard, he was the one that wrote a lot of poems.
Hymns.
Hymns.
那么你看见你就看见说，哎，他相信说以色列有一天要复国。
And he believed that Israel would one day be restored.
是什么意思
？What does that mean?
这就是说以色列是有明天。
It tells us that Israel has a tomorrow.
耶路撒冷是有明天的。
Jerusalem has a future.
但是弟兄姊妹，稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing?
我们今天何等的有幸
！We are so blessed today.
我们生在二十一世纪的今天。
We who are born in the 21st century.
本来我们以为以色列不会有明天的。
We thought that Israel didn't have a tomorrow.
教会取代了以色列。
That the church has replaced Israel.
但是没有这件事。
But it's not so.
你看见，当你读这四卷圣经的时候
，You discover that when you study these four books.
以西结书。
Ezekiel.
然后哈该书。
Haggai.
撒加利亚书。
Zechariah.
还有就是马拉基书。
And Malachi.
现在我们回过头去看。
When we look back,
是特别是一九四八年以后
especially after 1948.
感谢
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
我们知道说以色列是有明天
We know that Israel has a tomorrow.
我们知道说耶路撒冷是有明天
We know that Jerusalem has a future.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
很稀奇的
It's very amazing.
全历史上有两班的人
In the history, there are two groups of people.
他们讲的荣耀都是指的过去来说。
When they speak about their glory, it always refers to the past.
这就是罗马人还有希腊人。
The Romans and the Greeks.
罗马人和希腊人一讲的荣耀，一定叫他们讲的过去。
The Romans and the Greeks, when they speak about glory, it's always about the past.
但是只有两班的人。
But there are only two groups of people.
他们讲的荣耀的。
When they speak about glory,
他们是讲的将来。
They speak about the future.
一个是以色列人。
One are the people of Israel.
还有就是神的教会。
And then also the Church of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
because of this,
在旧约有十七卷的先知书
in the Old Testament, there are 17 prophetic books,
告诉我们说以色列人是有未来有明天的
to tell us that Israel has a future,
而新约里面有启示录
and the New Testament, there is Revelation,
就告诉我们说教会是有前途的
to tell us that the church has a future,
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我再说
Let me repeat.
这个先知书不是为了满足我们的好奇
The prophetic books are not to satisfy our curiosity
先知书是告诉我们说
The prophetic books tell us
神永远的旨意有一天要完成
The eternal purpose of God one day will be fulfilled
你看见没有
Did you see?
而且你比较先知书
And if you compare the prophetic books
你就知道说神要做的工作大概已经完成多少了
then you'll know how much of God's work has already been completed.
是不是神的工作已经快完成
Is it that the work of God is almost complete?
圣经里面一共预言737个重大的事
There are
,737 个独立的事件
Among prophecies, there are 737 events.
有590个是 major events, 是主要的事件
And 590 of those are major events.
结果我们要问
Then we ought to ask,
到底有多少个 event 已经 fulfilled, 多少已经应验了
How many events have already been fulfilled?
570件
570.
570件是什么意思呢
What does it 570 mean?
那个应验率 几乎是97%的。
That the fulfillment rate is actually 97%.
而这些预言正在应验。
And these prophecies are still fulfilling before.
当然，这一面告诉我们圣经是神的话。
On the one hand, it tells us that the Bible is the word of God.
但另一面告诉。
On the other hand,
神要做的事。
The work of God.
如果是737件的话。
If it's 737.
或者597件的话。
Or 590.
90件的话。
590 events.
现在还剩下20件还没有做。
There are 220 major events that have.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
告诉我们神快做完他的工作。
It tells us that God is almost complete with His work.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果你关心神永远的旨意，
if you're concerned about the eternal purpose of God,
你就要问说神是不是很快就要完成他的旨意？
Our concern is God's work almost complete?
所以这个对我们是很大的鼓舞的。
This is a great encouragement for us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
撒迦利亚书，
Zechariah,
或者哈该书，
or Haggai,
还有马拉基书，
or Malachi,
还有以西结，
or Ezekiel.
告诉我们什么？告诉我们以色列有明天。
Tell us that Israel has a future.
不错，耶利米书告诉我们以色列从前的历史。
True, Jeremiah tells us about the history of Israel.
但在主回来以前。
But before the Lord's return.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
还有一段荣耀的故事。
There's another glorious story.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然以色列经过死。
Even though Israel has gone through death.
但是最后他从死里面出来。
It will come out of death into resurrection.
从1948年好像是个复活的故事。
Since 1948, as if it's a story of resurrection.
因为凡是神的工作。
Because as long as the work of God.
他原则永远是死而复活的原则。
Its principle is always death and resurrection.
神的工作是不怕死的。
The work of God is not afraid of death.
神的工作是耐死，可以经得起死的。
The work of God can go through death.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
2000年的考验。
The test of 2000 years.
2000年大家都要说没有希望，以色列是死定了。
2000 years, the people will say Israel is dead.
而但是没有想到1948年的时候。
But in 1948.
你看他果然站起来了。
But you saw that it stood up again.
50年之内。
50 years.
你听见有多少的声音说要把以色列赶到地中海去？
How many voices have you heard to we're going to cast Israel into the Mediterranean?
但是今天你看以色列果然干强的站起来了。
But you see that Israel has stood up today.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见以色列果然是无花果树，果然发嫩长叶。
Israel is indeed that fig tree to put forth its leaves.
那这里面一定有很重要的 message， 很
重要的故事。There must be an important message in it.
所以弟兄们，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见说这个以撒加利亚书就刚好在。
So you see, Zechariah is one of these four books.
在这一系列里面，
in this series,
圣灵是用一块石头打两只鸟的。
The Holy Spirit uses one stone to kill two birds.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
一面是讲到以色列的故事。
On the one hand, it's a story of Israel.
一面讲到教会的故事。
On the one other hand, you see the story of the church.
所以在这么多的预言书里面，
so amongst all these prophetic books,
对我们关系最密切的，
that which pertains most to us,
讲到教会的，
when it speaks about the church,
能够形容教会前途的。
That can describe the future of the church.
那就是以西结书。
That is the book of Ezekiel.
哈该书。
Haggai.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
还有马拉基。
And Malachi.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们就知道说，这个撒迦利亚书圣灵把它放在什么样的位置。
Now we know what kind of place the book of Zechariah has been placed.
那我们现在还得要花一点时间讲一讲以西结书。
Now we need to spend a little bit more time to talk about the book of Ezekiel.
我们只是蜻蜓点水的，很快的，稍微点一下就完了。
Just generally do an overview of Ezekiel.
我想这是非常重要的。这个以西结书一共48章。
Now the book of Ezekiel has 48 chapters.
你要明白以西结书，但是不容易的一件事。
It's not easy to understand the book of Ezekiel.
不过很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
这个以西结第一章根本是一把钥匙。
Ezekiel chapter 1 is a big key.
你看以西结第一章告诉我们什么呢？
Ezekiel chapter 1, what does it tell us?
告诉我们说以西结当他被掳的时候。
It tells us that when Ezekiel was deported.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
然后从远远的他看见呢有一朵云。
And from a far distance he saw a cloud.Coming.
周围有光辉的
，and then there was light all around.
然后从里面的火里面又发出好像光耀的金晶来
，and then there was something like fire coming forth.
所以远远最早，你看在北方很远的地方。
So at the beginning, it was from a far distance.
那慢慢这个东西往靠近了。
Slowly started coming closer.
所以你如果读以西结第一章的话
，if you read Ezekiel chapter 1,
你等于看见一个就像一个火，这个是个包着闪烁火的大云。 慢慢慢慢靠近的。
And you see a cloud that is full of fire approaching.
所以起头你就看见那个像火一样的一朵云彩。
In the beginning, you only saw that cloud with fire.
等你慢慢靠近的时候。
But slowly as you approach,
你才发现有四个活物。
You discover it had four living creatures.
有个四个不同的脸面，不同的形象。
Four different images.
有狮子的形象。
Appearance of a lion.
人的形象。
Man.
牛的形象。
Of an ox.
老鹰的形象。
And of an eagle.
那么等着再慢慢靠近的时候
then as they approach even more,
你不只看见这个四活物旁边有翅膀
you not only saw that these four living creatures had wings,
那就翅膀能在空中飞翔的
these wings can allow them to fly in the air,
但是更有趣的一件事
but even more interesting,
这个东西呢也有轮子的
this thing also had wheels on it,
轮子什么意思
what does the wheels stand for?
轮子就是说可以在地上行走的
it means that it can travel on the earth also,
这个活物是充满生命的
this living, these living creatures are full of life,
如果这个生命是个两栖的生命 amphibious
this life is an amphibious life
所以你看见是个两栖的生命
it's an amphibious life
它可以在空中活
it can live in the air
它也可以在地上活
it can also live on the
earth 在空中活的时候
when it lives in the air
是翅膀
it uses its wings
在地上活的时候
on the earth
你看见乃是轮子的
it uses its wheels
那么你再靠近的时候
and then if you approach even more
现在你发现原来在四活物的上面乃像穹苍一样
and then you'll discover as if it's like the heavens above the clouds
那那个穹苍而且像块宝石一样
it's actually like a precious stone
那不止如此
not only that
就在这个穹苍的上面
now just above the expanse
结果你看见了一个宝座
you saw a throne
而宝座上面的那一位好像人子
and then the one on the throne is just like the son of man
所以最后以西结怎么说呢
so lastly what did Ezekiel say
以西结说他看见了耶和华荣耀的形象
he saw the image of the glory of God.
这个很有意思的。
This is very interesting.
你去问所有读拉比，你问所有的拉比。
If you ask all the rabbis,
在旧约圣经里面
，in the Old Testament,
他们最难解释的就是神的荣耀。
The most difficult thing to explain is the glory of God.
什么叫做神的荣耀
？What is the glory of God?
你没法解释它。
Nowhere can you explain it.
你只知道它在至圣所里面。
You only know that it's in the Holy of Holies.
但你怎么解释它？没有人能解释。
How do you explain it? You can't.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
全本圣经里面有一卷圣经特别讲到神的荣耀。
The whole Bible There is one book that speaks about the glory of God.
那么讲到神的荣耀，给我们看见什么呢
？When we see the glory of God, what does it show us?
那么以西结第一章给我们看见一幅什么样的图画呢
？What kind of picture does Ezekiel 1 give us?
给我们看一个活动的宝座。
It shows us a moving throne.
这个宝座不是安定在天上的宝座。
This throne is not up in the heaven.
你看见吗
？You see that?
这个宝座竟然跑到地上来了。
This throne came to earth.
弟兄，这么稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing, brothers?
这个宝座，这个你看这个四活，无论到什么地方。
No matter where these living creatures go to,
就把天堂带到什么地方
they bring heaven there.
而且天堂在哪里
wherever heaven is,
神的宝座就在哪里
the throne of God is there.
本来我们以为说宝座在天上的
originally we thought that the throne of God was in
神的同在在天上的
the presence of God was in heaven.
以西结现在在加巴鲁河边
but when Ezekiel was next to the river Chebar,
你看见已经被裸了
he was already deported.
他们要说神已经不理我们
they want to say that God doesn't pay attention to us anymore.
So
God has forsaken us.
所以他把我们放逐 exile 到这个遥远的地方。
So he has exiles to a far land here.
如果我要神的同在的话
，If I want the presence of God,
我应该回到耶路撒冷去。
I have to return to Jerusalem.
但是我们得罪神了。
But we have sinned against him.
结果神把我们流放，把我们赶到这个地方来了。
But then God has sent us to this place.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你看你现在完全叫以西结跌破眼镜了。
So something that caused Ezekiel to be perplexed.
你在巴比伦，在加巴柳湖边，加巴鲁河。河边你能感觉神的同在吗
？In Chebar, in Babylon, can you experience the presence of God?
你觉得有可能是在这里你能看见神的宝座吗
？Can you see the throne of God here?
你知道天堂是天堂。
You know that heaven is heaven.
因为神在那。
Because God is there.
地狱是地狱。
Hell is hell.
因为神不在那。
Because God is not there.
所以巴比伦像地狱一样。
So Babylon is just like hell.
你看见到处都是偶像。
It's full of idols.
但是你看见神开以西结的眼睛。
But you saw how God opened the eyes of Ezekiel.
他从来没有看见的。
He never saw this.
这神的宝座从来是安定在天，怎么会跑来跑去的
？The throne of God should have been established in heaven. How did it run around?
感谢主弟兄。
But thank the Lord, brother.
你看见吗
？You see that?
事实上，以西结所看见的异象
，In reality, the vision that Ezekiel
就是老约翰所看见的异象
，Is what old John saw.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说我们也看见过他的荣光
，Said and we beheld his glory.
就是神独生子的荣光。
Glory as of the only begotten of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神的独生子来到地上了。
The only begotten of God.
他无论到哪里，
he came to this earth wherever he went.
他把天堂带在哪里，
he brought heaven there.
他无论到哪里，
wherever he went.
他把神的宝座带在哪里，
he brought the throne of God there.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
以西结从来没有看见这幅图。
Ezekiel never saw such a picture.
所以圣经里面的先知，
so the prophets in the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，他里面有基督的灵。
Tell us that they had the Spirit of Christ.
等到基督灵充满他们的时候，
when the Spirit of Christ filled them,
他能看见一幅图画，
you can see a picture.
只有约翰福音能够解释，
only the Gospel of John can explain it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
很清楚，你看见，
it's very clear.
在这里你看见说，这个四活物代表宝座前的生命。
Now these four living creatures speak of the life before the throne.
这个宝座前的生命有四个不同的形象。
The life before the throne has four different images.
有一面是狮子。
On the one image is the appearance of lion.
有一面是人的。
And then of a man.
是牛的。
And then of an ox.
老鹰的。
And then of an eagle.
这不是我们的主吗？
Isn't it our Lord himself?
所以马太福音给我们看见狮子的形象。
And Matthew shows us the image of a lion.
马可看见牛的形象。
Mark gives us the image of an ox.
与路加福音给我们看见人的形象。
Luke shows us the image of a man.
然后你看约翰福音给我们看老鹰的形象。
And then John shows us the image of an eagle.
那些老鹰的特点在哪里？
You know what's the special feature of the eagle?
在神所有创造的万物，
amongst all the creation of God,
只有老鹰可以瞪着看见太阳而眼睛不瞎的。
And only the eagle can stare into the sun and his eyes not be blinded.
因为只有父怀里的独生子，
because only the only begotten in the bosom of the Father,
能够瞻仰父神的荣耀。
He can behold his glory.
我们这些罪人只要一看见神就消化就没有了。
Us, if we look into the glory of God, we'll be consumed.
你看见那个生命是个老鹰的生命。
You see that life is the life of an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天他来到地上。
One day he came to earth.
他曾经从天降下。仍旧在天国。
He came down from heaven, yet and still in heaven.
一会儿他是在用翅膀的。
On the one hand, he uses his wings.
他在天上。
He is in heaven.
但仍旧在地上。
But yet he is on the earth.
你看见这是有轮子的。
Now he has wheels.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
简单的来说。
Simply speaking.
以西结书讲什么呢？
What does Ezekiel speak of?
以西结书就是第一章告诉我们的。
Ezekiel chapter 1 tells us.
给我们看见神的荣耀。
Shows us the glory of God.
神的荣耀乃是活动的宝座。
The glory of God is a moving throne.
所以什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
神的荣耀就是道成肉身。
The glory of God is the Word became flesh.
你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters,
只有道成肉身的时候，
only the Word become flesh.
现在你看见一个活动的宝座。
You see a moving throne.
我们的主无论到哪里，
no matter where our Lord goes,
天堂就到哪里，
heaven is there.
神的宝座就在哪里，
the throne of God is there.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这就是以西结所看见那幅图。
This is the picture that Ezekiel saw.
好了，然后你一直往前读。
Now if you keep on reading further,
然后呢，我想你慢慢的你就读到第十章了。
And then read chapter 10.
读到第十章的时候啊，
in chapter 10,
你就发现第一章的图画又出现了。
You'll see the picture of chapter 1 again.
你看见吗？又出现了。
You see it reappears.
不过这一回啊很清楚。
But this time it's very clear.
这一回告诉我们在正常的时候。
This picture tells us that in normal circumstances.
尤其在旧约的时候。
Especially in the Old Testament.
神的荣耀到底在哪里的？
Where is the glory of God?
所以你如果读第十章，然后第十一章这个时候，你读这一段的时候。
If you read chapter 10 and chapter 11.
然后你才知道圣殿里面的情形。
Then you know the condition of in the temple.
尤其读到十一章是很可怕的。
Especially in chapter 11, it's a scary picture.
你看有人面对着太阳在那里拜太阳。
You see someone is there facing the sun and worshiping the sun.
但是不要忘记他们在圣殿山上面拜太阳。
But don't forget they're worshiping on the temple mount.
你看见吗？他们的脸是朝向太阳，朝东边。
Their face is towards the east, towards the sun.
他们的背是向着圣所。
And their back is towards the holy place.
他们在那里拜偶像。
They're there worshiping idols.
你看见外面好像看不见的。
See outwardly as if they couldn't see.
你明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you see it, brothers and sisters?
为什么以西结给我们这些图画呢？
Why did Ezekiel give us this picture?
如果以西结不给我们这个图画的话，
If Ezekiel did not give us this picture,
以色列曾经亡在巴比伦的手里。
Israel once fell in the hands of Babylon.
你记不记得巴比伦把耶路撒冷完全围困了？
Do you remember how Babylon encircled the Israelites?
把城拿下来。
And it took out the city.
放火把圣殿烧了。
Burned the temple.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要说这是政治的事件。
We want to say this is a political event.
这个很清楚，是历史上的一个政治的事件。
This occurred in history and it's political.
有的国家起来了，有的国家衰亡。
Some nations rose and some fell.
所以在这些列国兴起衰亡里面，你看见这个就是以色列的历史。
And raised great nations rise thee and follow you. Say, this is the history of Israel.
后来以色列就被掳走了。
And then Israel was deported.
后来圣殿就沦陷了。
And then the temple was lost.
但是我们要问。
But then we want to ask.
这个神的这个城不是大君王的城吗？
Isn't this the city of the king?
这个殿不是神的殿吗？
And isn't this the temple of God?
连我们的主说，我岂不应当在我父的家里吗？
Even our Lord himself said, shouldn't I mind my father's business?
如果是神的家,
if it is the house of God,
如果是神的城,
if it is the city of God,
为什么仇敌能放火把它烧了?
Why could the enemy burn it down?
请我们记得,
let us remember,
那个解释在什么地方?
Where is the explanation?
圣灵的解释在什么地方?
Where is the explanation of the Holy Spirit?
你看见是在以西结书里,
you'll discover it in the book of
Ezekiel, 是在哈该书里面,
it's in Haggai,
是在这个撒迦利亚书里面,
it's in the book of Zechariah,
也在马拉基书里面,
and in Malachi.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers
and sisters, 你明白为什么有第一章的一
个解释? Why do you have chapter 1 in Ezekiel?
这是那个解释。
This is that explanation.
你看见吗?
Do you see it?
现在他们所看见的那幅图画,
the picture that they see then,
给我们看见说,
shows us,
哎，很稀奇，那个荣耀在哪里呢?
Where is that glory?
那个荣耀居然在哪里被以西结看见呢?
Where was it seen by Ezekiel?
在巴比伦都看得见。
It could even be seen in Babylon.
所以这什么意思?
What does it tell us?
应该这个荣耀在圣所里。
The glory should have been in the Holy of Holies.
在至圣所里。
In the Holy Place.
尤其在施恩座的上面。
Especially upon the mercy seat.
每年有血，大祭司血弹在上面。
Every year the high priest will speak the blood on it.
你看见有两个基路伯在那里看守神的荣耀。
And the cherubim will be there watching the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
天上的宝座也这样。
The throne of God is from heaven.
天上的宝座，你读启示录的时候。
The throne in heaven, as you read in Revelation.
那里也是有基路伯。
You also find the cherubim.
也是有四活物的。
You also find the four living creatures.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这告诉我们哪里有基路伯。
It tells us where are there the cherubim.
Then
you see the glory of God.
你记不记得以色列？你记不记得亚当夏娃犯罪以后
？Do you remember after Adam and Eve sinned?
结果神要用基路伯的火箭来看守生命树。
Then God wanted to use the spear of the cherubim to watch that place.
哪里有生命树，哪里就是神的荣耀。
Wherever there is the tree of life, there is the glory of God.
所以基路伯是专门看守神荣耀的。
So the cherubim always watch the glory of God.
你怎么知道荣耀神的荣耀 Shekinah 在至圣所里面呢？
So how do you know that the Shekinah glory is in the Holy of
Holies? 因为你看见两个基路伯在那里看守。
Because you see the cherubim there watching it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这个对于以西结来讲是很清楚很清楚。
So for Ezekiel, this is very clear.
不叫他跌破眼镜。
But it's something that perplexed him.
他觉得如果我看见神的荣耀，应该在圣殿里面。
Because he felt that if I see the glory of God, it must be in the temple.
结果不在圣殿里面。
But it's not in the temple.
清楚不清楚？
Isn't it clear?
许多人以为说只有在圣殿里面看见神的荣耀。
Many people think that only in the temple you see the glory.
他们当时遇见主了。
When they met God,
他们说这个不是。
They said this is not it.
他说钉他十字架。
They said crucify him.
钉他十字架。
Crucify him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的观念里面。
Because in their perspective.
神的荣耀一定在至圣所里面。
The glory of God must be in the holy place.
在至圣所以外，你看不见神的荣耀。
You cannot find the glory of God outside of the holy place.
但约翰怎么说？
But what did John say?
我们看见神的荣光。
And we beheld the glory of God.
是神独生子的荣光。
Glory of the only begotten from the Father.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当然，以赛亚书第七节第一章的书。
Actually,
第一章那里告诉我们
，Ezekiel 1 tells us，
那的确是道成肉身的光景。
Indeed, is the picture of the Word become flesh。
那是很清楚的。
This is very clear。
感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
但是现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is this。
以西结又回到历史去。
Ezekiel returned to history。
所以圣灵就把他带到耶路撒冷。
So the Holy Spirit brought him to Jerusalem。
没有想到。
He didn't even think of it。
他在加巴鲁河边所看见那个荣耀又出现了。
That the vision that he saw next to the River Chebar, he saw again。
但是很稀奇的一件
事。But very amazing。Thing was this,
这个神的荣耀
the glory of God,
慢慢从圣殿里面开始撤退的
slowly started evacuating from the temple.
他本来以为知道圣殿神的荣耀当在至圣所里面
he thought that the glory of God must be in the Holy of Holies.
结果你读到十章十一章的时候
but when you read chapter 10 and 11,
结果你发现什么故事呢
what picture do you see?
结果你发现呢这个荣耀就跑到门槛里面了
you saw that the glory came to the gate.
然后就到了东门外面来了。
And came to the outside of the east gate.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
慢慢地看见这个神的荣耀开始上升了。
You saw slowly how the glory of God started ascending.
你看，你明白吗？
Do you see that?
那么然后呢，等到上升的时候。
After it ascended.
他应该很快就升到天上去了。
Soon and ascended into heaven.
他依依不舍的。
But he was not wanting to leave.
当你读第十章的时候。
You read chapter 10.
你就看见说，结果慢慢的不光是出慢慢的升上去，最后呢还停在橄榄山上。
Slowly it was ascending and it actually even stopped at the Mount of Olives.
好像神的荣耀还回头看看整个的圣殿。
As if the glory of God returned to look at the whole temple.
但是神的荣耀要离开。
But the glory of God had to leave.
神的荣耀不能在那里。
The glory of God couldn't remain.
你看以色列人拜偶像，在这逼迫神的荣耀。
The people of Israel were worshiping idols.Persecuting the
Lord. 所以在这个情形底下，神不能不走。
God could not believe.
神的荣耀不可能再留在圣殿里面。
The glory of God cannot remain in the temple.
所以你如果仔细读这一段圣经的话
，So if you read this portion of the scripture,
你看见圣神的荣耀是依依不舍的，慢慢的，一步一回头的，慢慢的就离开了圣殿。
You saw how the glory of God slowly but unwantingly was leaving the temple.
他应该很快升到天上。
He should have quickly been able to ascend.
但是你看。不是这样，
他还
要再停一停。
He wanted to stay.
还要再回头看一看。
He had to look back.
尤其是从橄榄山回过头来看圣殿的时候。
As he looked back from the Mount of Olives to the temple.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到神的荣耀回头看的时候。
When the glory of God returned to look.
那个圣殿。
That temple.
已经是没有内容的圣殿。
Is an empty temple.
那个圣殿。
That temple.
外面所有的荣华富贵，所有的大石头。不过是外面的东西。
All the glory on the outside is nearly external.
但是虽然如此
，Even though，
你看神的荣耀还是回头看一看。
The glory of God still look back.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你能明白神的心肠
，If you can understand the heart of God，
结果最后圣经告诉我们什么
？And finally the Bible tells us，
结果神的荣耀从橄榄山就升到天上。
Then the glory of God ascended into heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
从那一天开始
，From that day on，
你读但以理书
，You read the book of Daniel。
你读这些先知书的时候
these, prophetic books,
他们说天上的神
They tell us of a God of heaven
神退到天上去
God retreated to heaven
在创世纪里面
In Genesis
神是天地的主
God is the God of the heavens and the earth
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
如果神是天地的主
If God is the God of heavens and
the earth 你在地上应该找到天上
You should be able to find heaven on earth
你如果到圣殿
If you go to the temple
如果到至圣所
If you go to the Holy of Holies
你来到他脚前下拜
Come to the before I see to worship
你要说天堂在这
You have to say that heaven is
神的名在这
The name of God
在这个地上你能找到神的同在
On this earth you can find the presence of God
但是请我们记得
But let us remember
等到以色列人得罪神以后
When the people of Israel sin against God.
你看见神是圣洁的神。
He saw that God was a holy God.
他说我是圣洁的，所以你们也应当。
He said, "I am holy, therefore you are to be holy."
等到以神让以西结看见。
So when God allowed Ezekiel to see,
你看以色列人，他们竟然在圣殿里面拜偶像。
The people of Israel, they were worshiping idols in the temple.
现在以西结知道。
Now Ezekiel knew.
你看已经没有可能，没有希望了。
That there is no hope.
神，你看神的荣耀非走不可。
The glory of God has to leave.
所以最后是以西结告诉我们说。
So in the end, Ezekiel tells us.
神的荣耀就会缓缓地升到。天上去
The glory of God slowly and hesitantly went up to heaven.
从那一天开始
From that day on,
整个的圣殿
The whole temple,
整个的所谓的圣城
The whole holy city,
不过是外面的壳子就是了
It's nearly but an external shell.
这个圣殿和所有的房子是一模一样
This temple is like any other house on earth.
你看见吗
Do you see that?
神如果还爱以色列的话
If God still loved Israel,
神如果还爱他自己的子民的话
If God still loved his people,
请你记得一件事
Please remember one thing.
他因为只是外面
Because it's only but a shell.
所以神许可他一块石头不留在一块石头。
So God allowed it for there to be not one stone upon another.
神许可他让他放火烧掉。
The God allowed it for it to be burned.
他们一直在那里说。
They were there saying.
这是耶和华的殿。
This is the temple of God.
这是耶和华的殿。
This is the temple of God.
如果神与我们同在。
If God is with us.
这个城永远不会沦陷的。
This city will never fall.
你知道主后七十年发生同样的事。
You know that in 70 AD the same thing happened.
当罗马军兵围困耶。 路撒冷的时候
when the Roman soldiers they surrounded Jerusalem
忽然发现好多犹太要去过节到耶路撒冷去过节
all of a sudden you discover many wanted to go into the city to celebrate
为什么他们最危险还去过节呢
why in the most dangerous time they still want to celebrate the feast
这是耶和华的殿
they said this is the temple of God
这是耶和华的殿
this is the temple of God
这个殿不会毁掉的
this temple will not be destroyed
结果就像我们主所说的
so just like our Lord said
一块石头不留在
not one stone was upon another
为什么
why
因为罗马军兵当他放火烧了以后
because after the Romans had burned the temple
他们发现好多的金子银子就融化在石头的中间
they discovered all the gold and silver had melted in between the cracks
所以他们命令许多人就把石头敲开把银金子银子拿出来
so what they did was they told all the soldiers to crack open all the stones so they couldPull out the gold.
所以果然是一块石头不留在一块石头。
So not one stone was left upon another stone.
你记不记得门徒怎么说
？Do you remember what the disciples said?
他说主啊，你看这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。
And then the disciples said, Lord, look at such a temple and such beauty.
这是他们的荣耀，他们的骄傲。
This is their pride, their glory.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你们我们只看见外面的石头。
We only saw the external stone.
我们只看见外面的圣殿。
We only saw the external temple.
但圣殿所以是圣殿。
But the temple is a temple.
因为神的荣耀在那。
Because the glory of God is there.
什么时候神的荣耀离开
？Whenever the glory of God leaves.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
没有迷信这件事。
There is no such thing as superstition.
所谓的圣殿和圣城就和所有其他的建筑是一模一样的。
Then the temple and the city is just like any other building.
神允许他的仇敌把它完全拆毁。
God allows his enemy to destroy it.
为什么
？Why?
因为神不要他的百姓自己欺骗自己。
Because God did not want his own people to deceive themselves.
如果里面没有了
，If there is nothing on the inside,
外面可以拆毁。
You can destroy the outside.
所以弟兄姊妹，
因
着这个缘故
because of this,
现在你就明白
now you understand.
为什么后来尼布加尼撒王居然攻下那座城
Why Nebuchadnezzar was able to take over that city.
然后一块石头不留在一块石头
And then not one stone be left upon another.
不管一次
Not just one.
主后七十年又来一次
70 AD the same thing happened.
罗马军兵围困耶路撒冷的时候
When the Roman soldiers surrounded Jerusalem.
他们把整个橄榄山的树都砍光了
They cut down all the olive trees on the
他们为了建筑工事能够攻打耶路撒冷
and they build fortresses in order to attack Jerusalem
不错后来他们把所有的城门都打开了
true they opened all the gates
以色列人都进去了
and then the people of Israel they went inside to the city
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
就像这个就像这个该撒利亚书里面的预言一样
just like the prophecy in
Zechariah 有三分之二的人倒下
2/3 of men fell under the sword
今天我们所知道的犹太人
so the Jews that we know today
是剩下的三分之一
it's actually only 1/3 of all those that were there then
弟兄姊妹你看见主的话是很清楚很清楚
the word of God is very clear
你看见还留下的人
and those that remain
最少有十万的年轻人
there are probably 100,000 young people
然后提多太子把他们掳到这个罗马去
and Titus brought them to Rome
你知道在保罗那个时候
during the time of Paul
没有 amphitheater 没有 colosseum 没有这个罗马竞技场
there was no amphitheater there was no colosseum
是谁把罗马竞技场盖起来的
who was it that built the colosseum
是提多太子利用十万的犹太俘虏把它盖起来
so Titus actually used 100,000 of these captives to build it up
所以你下一次到罗马的时候
so next time you go to Rome
你看见罗马竞技场
when you see the colosseum
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
告诉我们什么事
what does it tell you
尤其在那个提多的那个凯旋门上面你看见有他们裸去的那些这个什么灯台啊什么等等的
actually if you see all the artifacts of what Titus conquered
arch 这套 arch
that arch
在提多的凯旋门上面
so the arc of Titus you can see
所以你能看见那个灯台的样子都在那里
you can see the lampstand
而且不光如此你看整个的罗马竞技场
and you see the whole Colosseum
这告诉我什么
what does it tell you
告诉等到神的荣耀离开圣殿的时候
you see that the glory of God when it left the temple
那个解释是什么
what is that explanation
神让他一块石头不留在一块石头
God allowed not one stone to be upon another stone
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这是对基督徒一个很严肃的警告。
This is an important warning to Christians.
你看见吗？
Do you see it?
如果神祝福我们，
If the Lord blesses us,
神许可有外面的祝福。
The Lord allows us to have external blessings.
这些外面的祝福是为着盛装里面的荣耀。
The external blessing is in order to store the treasure within.
什么时候我们离开了神的旨意？
Whenever we have left the will of God.
我们人数可以非常多。
We can have many people in
our meeting. 我们的建筑可以非常的辉煌。
Our building can be great and awesome.
如果神的荣耀离开的话，
But if the glory of God has left,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见那个情形，
that condition,
就像圣殿的情形，
it's just like the condition in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你说这个从前我们不是在这里蒙了很多的祝福吗？
So didn't we receive many blessings here?
以色列人会告诉你那个故事。
The people of Israel will tell you this.
当初在大卫的时候，
during the time of David,
在所罗门的时候，
during the time of Solomon,
神怎样与他们同在，
how God was present with them,
耶路撒冷怎样成为大君王的城，
how Jerusalem became the city of a king.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你可以数算过去的荣耀，
you can count the glories of the past.
圣灵是问你今天如何，
the Holy Spirit asks you, what about today?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
let us remember,
这一系列的先知书，
amongst a series of prophetic
books, 给我们很重要的警告，
it gives us a strong warning.
在以色列人身上所发生的故事，
what happened among the people of Israel,
同样的发生在教会的身上，
today has happened in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 你看见今天为什么许多时候我们软弱，我们失败，
so today oftentimes we fall and we're weak,
因为我们受的警告太少，
because we have been warned little.
只有先知才给我们警告，
only prophets warn us.
只有你读先知书的预言才给我们警告，
only when you read the prophecies and the prophetic books will tell you.
所以在十七卷的先知书里面，
so amongst the 17 prophetic books,
对教会最关最密切的，
so that which is most closely related to the church,
那应该就是以西结书、哈该书、以撒加利亚书，还有就是马拉基。
And that it should be Ezekiel, Zechariah, Haggai, and Malachi.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个以西结书不光告诉我们神的荣耀离开了。
The book of Ezekiel not only tells us the glory of God left.
他也告诉我们有一天神的荣耀要回来。
It also tells us that the glory of God one day would return.
我们怎么知道要回来呢？
How do we know it's
going to return? 我们好不好看一下一段的圣经，后面一段。
Can we read a portion?
我们看第四十三章。
Let's look in chapter 43.
以西结书第四十三章。
Ezekiel 43.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。
Then he led me to the gate facing toward the east.
以色列的神的荣光从东而来。
And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the way of the east.
你看见这个圣殿的东边就是橄榄山。
You see, the east of the temple is the Mount of Olives.
现在神的荣耀从橄榄山回来。
Now the glory of God returned from the Mount of Olives.
他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。
His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone like the
glory. 其状如从前他来灭城的时候我所见的异象，你看见没有？
And it was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when I
came. 那异象如我在加巴鲁河边所见的异象，我就伏伏在地。
The visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Chebar, and it fell on my face.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中。
And the glory of God came into the house.
灵将我举起，带入内院，不料耶和华的荣光充满了地。
And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗？
Now you understand.
我想是很清楚的。
I think it's very clear.
你看见这里一幅什么样的图画呢？
What picture do you see here?
这里告诉我们是到了四十三章的时候，神的荣耀果然回来了。
It tells us in chapter 43 that the glory of God will return.
然后他说，不料耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
And the glory of God filled the temple.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的荣耀终于回来。
The glory of God finally returned.
而且神的荣耀终于从橄榄山回来了。
And the glory of God finally returned from the Mount of
Olives. 这就是以西结的异象。
This is the vision of Ezekiel.
这就是以西结的信息。
This is the message of Ezekiel.
感谢主弟兄。
So thank the Lord.
现在问题在这里。
The problem is this.
神的荣耀什么时候回来？
When will the glory of God return?
当然了。
Of course.
这一幅图画。
This picture.
对于以色列人来讲。
For the people of Israel.
等到弥赛亚回来的时候。
When the Messiah returns.
神的荣耀就回来。
The glory of God will return.
所以一直到现在，以色列人相信弥赛亚从橄榄山回来的。
So people still today believe that the Messiah returned from the Mount of Olives.
所以他们很多有钱人就把他们的坟墓啊，就葬在 橄榄山的附近。
So many people have put their burial sites at the Mount of Olives.
他们想，如果橄榄山，如果弥赛亚一回来，他们第一个先复活的。
So if Messiah returns, they'll be the first to resurrect.
所以现在你看见，不光是以色列人相信弥赛亚从橄榄山回来。
So not just the Jews believe the Messiah returned from the Mount of Olives.
基督徒也相信说弥赛亚从橄榄山回来。
Christians also believe the Messiah returned from the Mount of Olives.
不过基督徒很穷，所以他们只好把他们坟墓葬在山谷里面。
So because Christians are not as wealthy, so they have buried themselves in the valley.
但是不管怎么样，
Not only that,
你怎么知道弥赛亚要从橄榄山回来？
How do you know that the Lord will return from the Mount of Olives?
你如果问以色列人，
If you ask people,
你问犹太的拉比，
If you ask the Jewish rabbi,
他们要说等到我们弥赛亚回来的时候，
That when our Messiah returns,
你看见神的荣耀就回来。
You see the glory of God will return.
所以他们讲的神的荣耀回来，
So when they speak about the glory of God returning,
乃是指着弥赛亚回来说。
It refers to the return of the Messiah.
但是弟兄
姊妹， But brothers and sisters,
有一件事他们忘记。
There's one thing they forgot.
有一件事他们不知道。
One thing they didn't know about.
在2000年前
2000 years ago.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们的主道成肉身的时候。
When our Lord became flesh, the Word became flesh.
那个荣耀已经回来。
That glory already returned.
不过那个荣耀。
But that glory.
不是回到物质的圣殿里。
Did not return to the physical temple.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
因为我们的主。
Because our Lord.
就是神的荣耀。
He is the glory of God.
所以感谢主弟兄。
So thank the Lord, brothers.
你记不记得他说你们拆毁这殿？
Do you remember when he said, if you destroy the temple,
我三日要叫它建起来。
I will raise it in 3 days.
所以弟兄姊妹，以色列人一直注意那个。物质的圣殿。
The people of Israel focused on that physical temple.
他们没有想到。
They didn't imagine.
这里有一个人说。
Here was a man.
看哪，我比殿更大。
Said, Behold, I'm greater than the temple.
为什么
？Why?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见说他就是神的殿。
Because he saw that he was the temple.
你看见在基督的身上，神的荣耀已经回来了。
So upon Christ, the glory of God has returned.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
这个是完完全全叫他们跌破眼镜。
This would cause them to be so perplexed.
所以他们。
So that's why they rejected him.
他说不可不可能神的荣耀。
They said that's impossible for it to be glory of God. They crucify him.
定他十字架。
Crucify him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在主前600年。
600 before Christ.
他们为什么被掳呢？
Why were they deported?
因为他们拜偶像。
Because they worship idols.
现在500年、600年后。
Five or 600 years later.
他们再一次被掳。
They were deported again.
你看见再一次的，你再很明显的给我很明显的给我们，他们再一次被掳。
Once again they have been deported.
那原因在什么地方？
Why?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
Because they said crucify him, crucify him.
愿流这人的血。归在我们和我们祖子孙的身上。
May his blood be upon us and our descendants.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
因着这个缘故，
because of this,
他们弃绝那位荣耀的主。
They rejected that glorious Lord.
你叫你读雅各书的时候，
if you read the book of James,
雅各是主的兄弟。
Now James is the brother of Jesus.
你记不记得他有一句话？
Our Lord, James once said this.
在中文的翻译说是我们荣耀的主。
And the Chinese translation is our glorious Lord.
这是我们中文的翻译。
This is the translation.
你如果读希腊文的话，
if you read the Greek,
原文是我们的主荣耀。
It says our Lord glory.
荣耀是个名词在哪？
Glory is a noun.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
只有在基督的脸上，你能看见神的荣耀。
Only upon the face of Christ can you see the glory of God.
我们中国人说四重眼里无英雄。你叫做秘书的，在他的眼里面，他的老板不是英雄的。
So you know the Chinese they always say in the eyes of an employee the employer is never great.
你看见说这个在你看见我们这个主耶稣的兄弟和主耶稣在一个屋檐底下。
Now you know the Lord Jesus' brother James, he lived under the same roof as the Lord.
你看见雅各不光用放大镜看见，根本是用显微镜来看主耶稣。
You know James not only looked at our Lord using a magnifying glass, he actually used a microscope to look at the Lord.
他的见证是什么？
What is his testimony?
我们的主荣耀。
Our Lord glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见这个荣耀曾经来到地上。
You know that this glory came to this earth.
这个以西结第一章那个意象已经来到地上。
The vision of Ezekiel 1 already came to the
我们的主就是活动的宝座。
Our Lord is that moving throne.
我们的主就是神的荣耀。
Our Lord is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
但是他们说定他十字架。
But they said crucify him.
定他十字架。
Crucify him.
弃绝他。
Rejected.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
不错。
Without a
就是救恩来说，
according to salvation,
他为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified
for us. 为我们从死里复活。
He rose from the dead for us.
然后为我们升到天上。
And then he ascended into heaven.
这是救恩的一部分。
Now, this is part of salvation.
但对以色列人来说，
but for the Jews,
弟兄姊妹， 等到我们主升天的时候
when our Lord ascended,
你看见那个荣耀从橄榄山升到天上
you saw how that glory ascended from Mount of Olives into heaven
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗
you see that?
很清楚的一件事
Very clear.
如果我们的主升到天上
if our Lord ascended into heaven,
圣经怎么说
what did the Bible say?
那就是夜间了
then it was evening
因为主耶
night
因为主耶稣是公义的太阳
because our Lord Jesus is the Son of Righteousness
如果主耶稣的公义太阳消失了就告诉我们现在是黑夜。
If the Son of Righteousness disappeared, it tells you that it's night.
所以当你读以西结书的时候
So when you read the book of Ezekiel,
等到荣耀那个荣耀神的荣耀从橄榄山升到天上去的时候
When the glory of God ascended into heaven,
你看见那个太阳已经下山了
You saw that the sun set.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters, 现在你看见吗
Now do you see?
因为弥赛亚两次来
Because the Messiah came twice.
所以现在我们很清楚
So now we're clear.
你看见说对犹太人来讲弥赛亚只来一次。
For the Jews, the Lord Jesus only returns once.
对我们来讲，两千年主耶稣已经来了。
For us, 2,000 years ago, our Lord already returned.
你看见吗？
Came back.
我们的主来到自己的地方。
You see, our Lord came to his own.
自己的人却不接待。
And those who were his own did not receive him.
他来到圣殿。
He came to the temple.
应该能够得到安息。
He should be able to get receive rest.
结果每天晚上他到伯大尼才能够得到安息。
But he had to go to Bethany every night to get rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 所以他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
He said, Jerusalem.Jerusalem.
他哭耶路撒冷。
He wept for Jerusalem.
他说我巴不得聚集你像母鸡聚集小鸡。
How I long to gather you as a hen gathers its chicks.
就是你愿意，就是我愿意，但是你们不愿意。
I am willing, but you are not.
他不是钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
He said, "Crucify him, crucify him."
所以主怎么说呢
？So what did the Lord say?
我要把你们的家立为荒场。
I will desolate your homes.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
从前他说我的家
He said before, he said, my house.
现在说你们的家
He said, your house.
换一句话说
What does that mean?
这个圣殿一块石头也不留在一块石头
That this temple, not one stone will be upon another stone.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
现在你看得很清楚
Now you see very clearly.
非常的清楚
It's very clear.
你因着这个缘故
Because of this.
你看见我们的主不光哭耶路撒冷
Our Lord not only wept for Jerusalem.
我们的主也因着他你看见所以圣经，所以希伯来书说
，So Hebrews tells us，
圣城应该所有最圣洁的人能够在里面。
The holy city should be for those that are the most holy。
他们对主耶稣说
，They told the Lord Jesus，
你只能够死在城外。
You can only die outside of。
因为耶路撒冷的垃圾都是丢在城外。
Because the garbage of Jerusalem is cast outside of the。
所以我们的主是被推到城外，在城门外受苦的。
Our Lord Jesus is pushed outside of the city to suffer outside the city。
这什么意思
？What does this mean？
拒绝我们的主。
He rejected. They rejected our Lord。
哦，神的荣耀已经来了。
The glory of God already came。
以西结所看见的荣耀已经来了。
The glory of that Ezekiel。
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Crucify him, crucify him.
弟兄姊妹，结果最后，你看荣耀升到天上。
Saw how the glory ascended into heaven.
但是我们知道
，But we know，
有一天他从橄榄山还要回来。
One day he will return again from the Mount of Olives.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
这是以西结的故事。
This is the story.
现在看得很清楚了。
This is very clear.
虽然那个以荣耀从橄榄山升天
，Even though that glory ascended from the Mount of Olives，
解释了为什么。这个巴比伦城被为什么耶路撒冷人被攻陷了
？It explains why Jerusalem was lost.
给我们看见以色列的故事。
Shows us the story of Israel.
你看见，等到神的荣耀一离开，外面只剩下壳子就是。
You see the glory when the glory of God left, there was only an outer shell.
但是有个好消息。
But there is a good news.
神的荣耀要回来。
The glory of God was going to return.
他们不知道。
They didn't know.
犹太人不知道。
The Jews didn't know.
其实荣耀，我们的主两千年就回来了。
Actually, our Lord returned 2,000 years ago.
但等到最后。
But in the end.
我们的主脚踩在橄榄山。
When our Lord's feet were upon Mount of Olives.
那我们当然知道。
But of course we know.
他们要吃一惊的。
They will be surprised.
他们就像约瑟的兄弟一样。
They're just like the brothers of Joseph.
你看见吗
？You see that?
到时候他们要痛哭。
They are going to weep.
他们才想起来。
Then they remembered.
我们当初说钉十字架的那一位主耶稣。
The one who we crucified.
竟然就是我们等候多少年的弥赛亚。
That Lord Jesus is the Messiah we've been waiting for.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果我们要懂得。以西结书
If we want to understand the book of
Ezekiel, 懂得撒迦利亚书
Zechariah
这个背景我们要懂得。
The background we have to understand.
只有这个背景能帮助我们明白整本的撒迦利亚。
Only this background will help us understand the whole book of Zechariah.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
神的荣耀回来的时候。
When the glory of God returns.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
你看见你看见很稀奇的一件事。
It's an amazing thing.
最后就是新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Then New Jerusalem will descend from heaven to earth.
因为亚伯拉罕乃是等做一座有根基的。
Because Abraham was waiting for a city of foundation.
而且圣经告诉我们
And the Bible tells us,
这就是神所经营所建造的
This is what God has built himself.
所以讲的耶路撒冷
So when you speak of Jerusalem,
乃是和神永远的旨意发生关系
It has much to do with the eternal purpose of God.
和神的一直来的工作发生关系
It has to do with the work of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以这就是以西结书
This is the book of Ezekiel.
那么然后
Then later,
我们如果知道后面的故事
If we know the latter story,
大家就很清楚
Everybody knows.
因着一块石头不留在
Because not one stone was left upon another stone.
所以以色列人像一棵树一样，连根拔起就被抛到巴比伦去。
So the people of Israel just like a tree and have been uprooted and sent to Babylon.
所以以色列人就被落到巴比伦。
So the people of Israel were deported to Babylon.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
我们一直是想什么
We always think.
我们一直是想说。巴比，我们一直想什么？我们一直想说，这个以色列人被掳只有一次，就是因为掳到巴比伦。
We often think that the people of Israel only deported once into Babylon.
其实不是。
But no.
我稍微说一下。
Let me explain.
为什么神有耶路撒冷
？Why did the Lord Jesus, Lord have Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷是耶路撒冷，因为圣殿在那。
Jerusalem is there because of the temple.
圣殿代表神的同在。
The temple speaks about the glory of God.
耶路撒冷代表神的见证。
And the presence of God. And Jerusalem speaks about the testimony of God.
外面的见证是根据里面的同在。
The outward testimony is according to the presence
within. 如果我们没有神的同在。
If we do not have the presence of God.
外面不可能有神的见证。
There will not be a testimony of God.
你可以把房子盖一千层楼。
You can build the house 1,000 floors.
你可以用最好的石头来盖这个房子。
You can use the best stones to build this house.
这不是神的见证。
This is not the testimony of God.
神的见证是因为有神的同在做内容。
Testimony of God because there is a presence of God within.
所以外面很自然的就是神的见证。
Then outwardly, very naturally, you see the testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
因着这个缘故
，Because of this.
虽然后来以色列分作南国跟北国
，Even though Israel was divided into the southern kingdom and northern kingdom.
但是不要忘记
，But don't forget.
他们敬拜的中心只有一个。
The worship center is only one place.
但是后来因为这个北国的以色列人
，But because of the northern kingdom.
十个支派。
Among the ten tribes,
他们怕说，如果这些人如果都到耶路撒冷去，他们的心就被掳去。
They felt that if all of them went to Jerusalem to worship, their hearts would go there.
所以为了方便的缘故
，So in order for convenience,
他们觉得我们可以另外有一个敬拜的。
Let us have another center of worship.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见这个就是北国的情形。
This is the condition of the northern kingdom.
北国他们觉得我们十个支派应该团结在一起。
The northern kingdom felt that the ten nations should gather.
他们敬拜神，我们也应该敬拜。
They worship God, we should worship God.
但是其实神的旨意本来很清楚。
But the glory of God is very clear.
虽然以色列人可以住在不同的地方。
The people of Israel can be scattered through many places.
他们可以住在南国，也可以住在北国。
They can live in the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom.
但是每年三次，他们都要到耶路撒冷。
But three times a year, they have to come to Jerusalem.
他们只有一个敬拜的中心。
They only have a center of worship.
因为这个缘故
，Because of this,
他们那说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
He said how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell
together in unity. 以色列人是不可以分开的。
The people of Israel cannot be divided.
因为他们都是神的子民。
Because they are all the children of God.
你怎么知道他们没有分开？每年他们都到耶路撒冷过节，你叫他们没有分开。
Every year when they go to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast, they would not be divided.
但是很不幸。
But unfortunately,
后来他们虽然分了两个国家
，But later on they were divided to two kingdoms.
结果就有了两个敬拜的中心。
They had two centers of worship.
后来你读整个旧约历史就是这样的故事。
If you read the story in the Old Testament, it's this way.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见最后神的审判临到他们。
He said, lastly, the judgment of God came upon.
你看见吗
？You see that?
很稀奇。
Amazingly,
在我们所说巴比伦被掳的一百年以前
，100 years before the deportation to Babylon，
圣经给我们看见
，The Bible tells
这个十个支派就被掳到亚述去
，The ten nations were deported to Assyria。
亚述是今天伊拉克的北部
，Assyria is the north of Iraq today。
而巴比伦是今天伊拉克的南部
，And Babylon is the south of Iraq today。
不要忘记
，Don't forget
这个起头。 亚伯拉罕是在加勒底乌尔是在巴比伦的。
You know that Ur of Chaldea of Abraham was actually in Babylon.
后来他逗留在哈兰的时候，那就在亚述的一带。
And when he came to Haran, it was actually in Assyria.
你看见没有
？You see that?
按理来讲，亚伯拉罕应该立刻就到迦南地区。
Abraham should have come to the land of Canaan immediately.
结果他没有想到，在这个北部有一个地方，就像加勒底的乌尔一样。
He did not imagine that there was a place in the north that was just like this Ur of Chaldea.
加勒底乌尔是拜月亮。结果哈兰也是拜月亮的。
Ur of Chaldea, they worship the moon. They also did that in Haran.
所以对他自己的亲戚来讲，怎样能够加勒底乌尔是很好的，同样在加哈兰也是很舒服的。
So Ur of Chaldea was comfortable, so it was also in Haran.
结果最后他顺服主，还是到了迦南。
But then finally he submitted to the Lord and he came to the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕是从巴比伦那边过来。
Abraham came from Babylon.
也是从亚述那边回来。
Also came from Assyria.
他是经过一条河的。
He crossed a river.
而经过这条河，所以他们称作希伯来人。
And he crossed that river. That's why he was called the Hebrew.
而河的那边是亚述和巴比伦。
On the other side of the river is Babylon and Assyria.
所以等到亚伯拉罕的后裔得罪神以后
，So when the descendants of Abraham sinned against God,
你看见神怎么做呢
？You see what God did.
你从哪里来，你就回哪里。
Where you came from, you will return to.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你看见亚伯拉罕是从加勒亚伯拉罕从哈兰兜流然后进到这个迦南的
You see Abraham came after spending years in Haran and came to the land of
结果北边的十个支派就被掳到哈兰那一带
So the 10 northern tribes they were deported to Assyria
从那里就到了阿富汗就到了今天中国许多的地方
From there they went to Afghanistan to China many places
这就是失落的十个支派
These are the 10 lost tribes
然后一百年以后
100 years later,
你看见吗
you see that?
两个支派
the two tribes,
就被掳到巴比伦当亚伯拉罕当初开始的地方
they were deported to where Abraham came from
所以最后你看见被掳到巴比伦去
and they were deported to Babylon
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
这就是以色列的悲剧
this is the tragedy of Israel
你看见很清楚的
it's very clear
等到70年以后
after 70 years
你看见犹大两个支派回来了
then two tribes came back
十个支派从来没回来
the 10 tribes never returned
从那里就已经分散了
from there they were scattered
为什么
why
他们根本不关心神的见证。
Because they were not concerned for the testimony of God.
他们为着自己活着。
For they were living for themselves.
他们为着十个支派活着。
They were living for the 10 tribes.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
一切都是方便。
Everything is simple.
但是，
convenient.
你看从外面来看和耶路撒冷几乎是一模一样的。
Outwardly speaking, it looked like Jerusalem.
但是你知道，
But you know that,
神的旨意是在耶路撒冷。
The purpose of God is in Jerusalem.
所以神是把耶路撒冷和圣殿的责任放在两个支派的人身上。
So the Lord placed the burden of Jerusalem and his testimony upon the shoulders of the
people. 现在请我们记得。
So let us remember.
同样的是以色列人。
It is also the Jews.
那些不关心神见证。
Those that are not concerned for the testimony of God.
甚至他们另外设立敬拜中心的外邦人。
They even established another center of worship.
你们既然为着自己活着。
If you are living for yourself.
所以当他们被分散的时候。
So when they were scattered.
神就任凭他们被掳到世界各地去。
So God allowed them to be scattered throughout the world.
你不是爱世界。
Don't you love the world?
反正你的心中没有神的旨意。
If your heart has no purpose of God,
你可以继续照着你所要的活着。
So do whatever you want according to
God. 他们是以色列人没有错。
They are people of Israel.
弟兄，他们的的确确是神的选民没有错。
They are the chosen people of God.
现在真正的犹太人
，But truly today the Jews
只有一千几百多万。最多两千万
probably almost 20 million
那你怎么说他像天上的星或者地上的沙那么多
how can you say it's as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the sea
神的话一点都没有错
the word of God is without a doubt
因为现在我们所说的犹太是两个支派而已
because today we only talk about two tribes among the Jews
你看那个十个支派后来就被掳到全世界各地去了
the 10 tribes are scattered throughout the world
如果有一部分的中国人就是十个支派的话
if there wasa percentage of the Chinese that are truly one of the
那中国人有多少人的确像海边的沙那么多
and then you know that the Chinese are actually just like the sand in the seashore
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗
so brothers and sisters do you understand
感谢你现在看得很清楚
now you see clearly
同样是以色列人
also Jews
他们流着同样一样的血
they actually flow the same
同样是亚伯拉罕的子孙
they're also descendants of Abraham
同样是过了幼发拉底河的
they also crossed the Euphrates
用今天我们的话来说
from the words of today
个个都是蒙恩得救
All should be saved. big.
但是你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你我们要问说。
But we want to ask.
你看有的人。
Some people.
他的心中只有他自己。
Their heart only has themselves.
他的心中也许有他的弟兄和姊妹。
Their heart probably had brothers and sisters.
他的心中不一定有神的旨意。
But his heart probably does not have the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 我们要记得一件事。
Let us remember this thing.
你看见神是把那个责任放在犹大两个支派的身上。
God placed that burden upon the two tribes in Judah.
他们同样是被掳。
They were also deported.
他们一定要回来。
But they have to return.
如果不回来的话。
If they do not return.
主耶稣怎么降生的话。
How can the Lord Jesus be born in Bethlehem?
旨意怎么成功？
How can the purpose of God be established?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
主耶稣回来，
when the Lord Jesus returns,
要忽然进入他的殿，
he will appear in the temple,
不光进入圣殿，
not just the temple,
圣城也准备好
了， the holy city is prepared,
所以耶路撒冷城和圣殿，
so Jerusalem and the temple,
和我们的主来诞生有关系，
has much to do with the birth of our Lord,
如果他们是在废墟里面，
if they are in ruins,
那伯利恒一定在废墟，
then Bethlehem would be in ruins,
那主耶稣怎么能来到地上？
then how can the Lord Jesus come to earth?
所以弟兄现在你明白。
Now you understand.
现在你看见为什么两个支派那么重要。
Now you see why the two tribes are so important.
因为和人类的救主发生关系。
Because as much to do with the Savior of the mankind.
所以因着这个人。
So because of this.
他们一定要回来的。
They have to return.
所以过了70年以后。
So after 70 years.
他们回来。
They return.
从那个以后开始。
From that day on.
我们称他们做犹太人。
We call them the Jews.
因为他们是犹大支派。
Because they are the descendants of Judah.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这些人他们有会堂。
These people they had synagogue.
他们有圣经。
They had the Bible.
这个是很清楚的。
That's very true.
这是因为他们被掳到巴比伦以后的情形。
There was a condition after they were deported to Babylon.
所以开封的犹太人。
So the Jews in Kaifeng.
这是属于这一班的人。
They refer to these groups.
他们是犹太人。
They are Jews.
但是在公元前200多年。
But 200 BC.
有一些的以色列人到了中国。
There were some Israelites that came to China.
那是十个支派的。
They are among the 10 tribes.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
现在你看得很清楚。
Now you see clearly.
你看见吗？
Do you see it?
以色列人为什么被分散呢？
Why were Israel scattered?
就是因为他们拜偶像。
Because they worshiped idols.
那么不要忘记。在十个支派的眼睛里面，
Among the 10 tribes,
没有圣殿，也没有圣城。
In their eyes, there was no temple or city.
你讲圣殿在哪里？
Now the temple is.
他们可以不去的。
They don't have to go.
他们每天可以过很好的日子。
They can live their own life.
他们也读他们的圣经。
They also read the Bible.
他们也祷告。
They also pray.
所以弟兄姊
妹，
现在你知道什么叫做上好，什么叫治好吗？
So now do you know what's the best and what's the second?
今天许多的基督徒。
Now many Christians.
我们通都蒙恩得救。
We all are saved.
通都是从这个过了河。
We all cross the river.
这些都是对的。
This is all true.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
谁关心神的见证？
Who is concerned about the testimony of God?
谁背肩膀上能够关心神的见证？
So who wants to put that testimony upon their shoulders?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
现在你就明白了。
Now you understand.
你看见说只有少数的一般人。
Only a small remnant.
你读圣经的时候，
If you read the Bible,
只有50,000人。
Just 50,000 people.
那个几百万人到哪里去？
Where are all the millions of people?
他们仍旧留在巴比伦。
They still remain in Babylon.
因为他们本来是最好的农夫。
Before they used to be the best farmers.
结果现在因为在巴比伦做生意，他们变成最好的商人。
But because now that they were in Babylon, they became the best businessmen in the world.
世界的前途是在巴比伦。
The future of the world is in Babylon.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
今天我们读撒迦利亚时也提到巴比伦。
When we read Zechariah, it also refers to Babylon.
那里特别讲到经济的。
It especially speaks about the economic Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个以色列人所学的 banking， 所有这些都是从巴比伦学来的。
All the banking that the Jews have learned came from Babylon.
你看见吗？
Do you see it?
这些人裸到巴比伦再也没有回来。
They were deported to Babylon, never returned.
他们是犹大两个支派的。
They are among the 2 tribes of Judah.
但只有少数的人。
But only a remnant.
神的灵感动他们。
A few came, were moved by the
Spirit. 他们愿意回到耶路撒冷。
They are willing to return to Jerusalem.
他们愿意回到一个空的。
They're willing to return to an empty city.
他们愿意来到废墟。
They're willing to come to ruins.
你看见吗？只有50,000人。
Only 50,000.
如果他们回到他们的家乡的话，
If they return to their hometown,
你看每一个城几乎是稀稀落落的，根本好像没有多少人一样。
Every city is just but a few people.
从前耶路撒冷的荣华在哪里？
Before, where was the glory of Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
耶路撒冷荣耀就是因为耶路撒冷充满了人的。
The glory of Jerusalem is that it's full of people.
现在耶路撒冷好像在小莫三四只一样。
Now there are just a few in the city.
那这些人为什么要回来？
So why did these people return?
很稀奇。你看这些人回来，因为神的 灵感动他们。
They returned because the Spirit of God moved them.
所以他们灵的深处，他们觉得他们一定要回来。
In the depths of their spirit, they thought that they had to come back.
当然你会说，老人家因为想家，他们回来。
But of course, you'll say that the old people they want to return because they
missed home. 那索拉巴伯那一代人的确是这样。
Now it's true that the generation of Zerubbabel was indeed the case.
但是以斯拉是生在巴比伦。
But as Ezra was born in Babylon.
而尼希米是生在巴比伦。
Nehemiah was born in Babylon.
他们对耶路撒冷根本没有观念。
They had no concept of Jerusalem.
就好像生在这里的 ABC 一样。
Just like an ABC is born here.
他们对中国没有观念。
They have no concept of China.
想家
you will miss home.
你可以回到大陆去
you can return to China.
他们可以回去观光但他们不一定要回去
they will go back to visit but they won't go there
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother and sister,
现在下一代的人
the next generation
你看神的灵感动他们
the spirit of God moves them
从来没有看见过耶路撒冷
they never saw Jerusalem
他们所以他们要回去
so they said they want to return
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
圣灵做了一件很奇妙的工作
the Holy Spirit did a wonderful work
只有50,000人回来
only 50,000 returned
是少数的人
it's a minority
这次回来的时候
These few,
路上没有云柱跟火柱
There was no pillar of cloud and pillar of fire
如果你仔细读以斯拉记的话
If you read the book of Ezra
弟兄姊妹这一次他们回来
This time they returned
并不像当初以色列人过红海一样进迦南那样的荣耀没有了
Not so glorious like when they crossed the Red Sea and went into Canaan
但是他们愿意跟随神
But they're willing to follow the Lord
虽然他不明白为什么
Even though they don't understand why
感谢主
But thank the Lord
如果你读哈该书
If you read Haggai
如果读撒迦利亚书如果你读这个马拉基书的话
If you read Malachi,
你就知道他们为什么要回来
you know why they returned.
因为弥赛亚回来的时候
Because when Messiah returned,
要忽然进入他的
宫 He was all of a sudden appear in the temple
也就这个缘故
Because of this,
圣殿必须要重建起来
The temple has to be rebuilt
耶路撒冷城必须要重建起来
Jerusalem needs to be rebuilt
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
这个就是以斯拉记的故事
This is the story of the book of Ezra
所以有一本书叫做以斯拉记
So there is a book called Ezra
就告诉我们说
To tell us
到了波斯帝国的时候
When we came to the Persian Empire,
那波斯帝国有第一个皇帝叫做 Cyrus 就是古列
The first emperor was Cyrus
那么结果呢很稀奇的一件事
The amazing thing happened
结果他允许以色列人回来
He allowed the people of Israel to return
所以70年以后
After 70 years
少数的以色列人他们终于回到耶路撒冷
A small minority returned to Israel
他们为什么要回来呢
Why did they return?
很明显他们回来有个目的的
And very obviously they had a purpose
他们要把圣殿在原来的根基里面，在废墟里面把它建起来。
They wanted to rebuild the temple amongst the ruins.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
他们回来不是为了自己。
They returned not for themselves.
他们回来是为了弥赛亚。
They returned for the Messiah.
你看见吗
？So do you see that?
若不是圣灵在他里面，在他们身上工作的。
If the Holy Spirit did not move them.
他们不可能是傻瓜。
They cannot. They are not stupid.
你看见吗
？Don't
十个支派不知道到世界哪里去。
The ten tribes don't know where they went.
而且犹大的两个支派。
And the two tribes of Judah.
他们的前途在纽约，他们的前途在巴黎，他们的前途在伦敦。
Their future is in New York, Paris, and London.
整个金融的世界都是他们的前途。
The whole financial world is their world.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见圣灵做了一个奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit did a tremendous work.
结果终于少数的人回来。
Finally, a small minority returned.
我们称作 remnant， 称作剩下的人。
And these are actually called the remnant.
所有人都被世界掳去了。
Everybody has been taken by the
不光十个支派
Not just the ten tribes,
两个支派的大部分也留在巴比伦
Even the majority of the two tribes,
谁关心耶路撒冷
Who cares about the
temple? 谁关心圣殿
？Who cares about the temple?
又谁关心弥赛亚
？Who cares about the Messiah?
只要他们能住在天花板的房屋。
If they can live in under a house.
那天花板，天花板 with a ceiling.
A house with a ceiling.
那么你只要这种的，他们就满意了。
And then they're satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
为什么要从巴比伦回来
？Why did they have to return from Babylon?
尤其是年轻的一代
，especially the younger
generation. 尤其是以斯拉
，especially Ezra.
尤其是尼希米
，especially Nehemiah.
他莫非是瞎了眼睛
？Are they blind?
莫非他们是糊涂了
Are they confused?
他们为什么回到耶路撒冷
Why did they return to Jerusalem?
为什么回到以色列
Why did they return to Israel?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
Now you understand?
回到耶路撒冷
To return to Jerusalem
就是回到神永远的旨意
It's to return to the eternal purpose of God
回到耶路撒冷
To return to Israel
弟兄姊妹神的心里面有基 神的心里面有救恩。
Then the heart of God has salvation.
你看见基督必须降生在伯利恒。
Christ has to be born in Bethlehem.
如果他们不回来的
话，If they did not return,
弟兄姊妹，你看撒旦的工作就完成了，撒旦的就最阴谋就达到了。
The work of Satan, the plan of Satan will be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
在这里你看得很清楚。
Here you see very clearly.
这是那个背景。
That is the background.
你看这些人，他们终于的回到了耶路撒冷。
These people finally returned to Jerusalem.
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们的原来的根基。
And they were in the same foundation.
他们先是恢复祭坛。
They first restored the altar.
然后他们要重建圣殿。
And they wanted to rebuild the temple.
很多老人看见那个圣殿，他们都哭了。
Many old people, when they saw, they wept.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个圣殿和所罗门的圣殿不能相比。
This temple cannot be compared with the temple of
Solomon. 所罗门的圣殿是何等的荣华富贵。
The temple of Solomon was so glorious and beautiful.
你看看那些石头，看看那些金子。
If you look at the rocks and you look at the gold.
你看见所罗门是用他的荣华富贵把圣殿建起来。
You know, Solomon built the temple with his own glory.
大卫根据他一生的艰难所收集起来的都是为一座圣殿。
David, through his whole life, he collected all the materials for the temple.
现在以色列人失去他自己的国家。
Now Israel has lost their own nation.
他们做了别人奴隶。
They have become the slaves to others.
现在是别的，现在是外邦的王可怜他们。
Now the Gentile kings have felt pity.
让他们回到他们自己的故
乡。Allow them to return to their homeland.
弟兄姊妹，现在他们资源不是像从前的资源。
Now their resources was not like before.
所以等到他们在那里建圣殿根基的时候
，So when they were building the foundation.Of the temple.
你看见很多人就哭了。
So many people wept.
哭当然有很多的原因。
There are many reasons for weeping.
但尤其想起过去的荣耀。
Especially when they thought of the glory of the past.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
被掳就是羞辱的一件事。
To be deported it means shame.
被掳就是羞惭的一件事。
To be deported is a shameful thing.
现在居然能够把圣殿建起来了。
So now for the temple to be built.
现在居然能够从废墟里把圣城盖起来。
So to build the city amongst the ruins.
如果不是神的灵。激动他们。
If it's not the glory of God moving them,
这是不可能的事。
It's not impossible.
所以感谢主，因着神的灵，他们终于回来。
Because of the Holy Spirit, they returned.
他们也庆祝逾越节。
They also celebrated.
刚刚回来的时候。感谢主
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹这就是他所发生的事
This is what happened then.
当神的同在与他们在一起的时候
When the glory of God was with them,
他们忘记计算代价
They forgot to count the cost.
他们把巴比伦远远丢在背后
They threw Babylon behind them.
虽然现在整个耶路撒冷是空城
Even though Jerusalem was empty.
虽然伯利恒也是空城
Bethlehem was empty.
但他们忠心
But then they were faithful.
但是无论如何
No matter what.
他们还是要把圣殿把它盖起来
But they still had to rebuild the temple.
但是没有多久以后
But soon Later,
你知道有一些难处就来了。你看见有一些撒玛利亚人就来了。
Some Samaritans came.
然后他们运用政治的力量。
And then they used the political pressure.
最后终于叫他们完全歇工了。
Finally, made them give up.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
结果一停就停了差不多十五年。
And they stopped for 15 years.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
十五年他们就不能再做下去。
15 years they couldn't do it.
他们回来的目的。
They returned for
就是要建造圣殿。
Build a temple.
他们本来觉得很有使命。
Before they felt there was
他们觉得一切都是为了主的旨意来活的。
Everything was for the purpose of God.
但是结果这个工停掉了。
But that work was stopped.
受了拦阻了。
It was a
不能够再建造起来了。
Couldn't continue.
所以怎么办呢
？So what do you do?
他们要为了自己活的。
So they started wanting to live.
所以他们仍旧上山去。
So they still went to the mountain.
现在他们盖自己的房子。
Now they built their own home.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
他们有美好的房子。
So they have good homes.
慢慢的。
Slowly.
他们就忘记圣殿了。
They forgot the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
在他们的感觉里面
in their feeling,
他们不知道什么时候要圣殿要盖起来。
They didn't know when the temple would be rebuilt.
他们知道圣殿盖起来是神的旨意。
They know for the temple to be built is the
他们知道回来是神的旨意。
They know returning is the purpose.
看看环境
Look at the
environment, 看看我们自己的情形
Look at our condition,
这么艰难
It's so difficult.
仇敌终于叫他们停工了。
The enemy caused them to stop working.
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
结果他们就接受整个的命运。
So then they accepted their fate.
他们觉得我们就这样子。
So they thought this is it.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你不能再回巴比伦去。
You cannot return to Babylon.
巴比伦是遥远的地方。
Babylon is far away.
你总得要活下去。
You have to live on.
你要活得有尊严。
You have to live with 你要活得比从前更好。 You have to live more glorious.
所以每个人就为自己活了。
So everybody was living for themselves.
他们忘记了他们有个使命。
They forgot that they had a purpose.
他们忘记他们为什么回来。
They forgot why they returned.
他们开始的工作。
They started the work.
结果没有完成。
But they didn't complete it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
这就叫我们想起16世纪的故事。
This reminds us of the story of the 16th century.
你记不记得马丁路德、加尔文这些人，好像所罗巴伯，好像以斯拉一样。
Remember Martin Luther was just like Zerubbabel and Ezra.
你看见把教会从巴比伦里面带出来了。
They brought the church out of Babylon.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。结果回来以后，
after they returned,
你看见这个马丁路德给我们一本公开的圣经。
Martin Luther gave us an open Bible.
让我们看见因信称义。
And they showed us justification by
faith. 也让我们看见我们每一个人都是祭司。
And showed us that all of us are priests.
弟兄姊妹， 我们应该为马丁路德高兴。
We should be happy for Martin Luther.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
马丁路德回来，
after Martin Luther returned,
他不光自己回来了，
not only returned himself,
是那些德国的贵族皇帝还有那些贵族帮着他回来的。
But there were the royals of that time to also help him.
所以现在你看见说谁是路德会的人呢？
So who were the members of the Lutheran church?
说所有生在德国的都是路德会的人。
All those that are born in Germany are part of the Lutheran church.
你知道马丁路德清楚得很。
You know Martin Luther was clear.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会只包括那
It includes only those that have been saved.
所以每次当他在一起擘饼聚会的时候，
so every time they were breaking bread,
他看见那么多没有得救的人，
they saw so many unbelievers,
他心中非常的痛苦，
his heart hurt.
所以他说，我巴不得有一天能够在教会里面有一个教会。
I how long to have the church within the church?
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
在这个外表的教会，
on this outward shell of the church,
这个实在是个世界，实在不是教会。
It's actually the world, it's not the church.
巴不得只有一般人，他们的的确确是蒙恩得救。
May indeed amongst them there were those that really saved and born again, brothers and sisters.
你看见他有，你看见这个马丁路德有抱负，有意向回来了。
Now Martin Luther had a vision and a zeal.
他的确看见了。
And then he saw it.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But the problem is this.
他的梦不能实现。
His dream cannot be fulfilled.
他非常的痛苦。
He was this
suffering. 100年以后，
after 100 years,
大家都讲因信称义。
Everybody talked about justification.
谁能够活出圣洁的生活呢？
Who can live a holy life?
大家都讲是祭司。
Everybody says we're all priests.
到了礼拜天的时候，
but on Sundays,
从前是望弥撒，
before they had the mass,
现在他们是听讲道。
Now on Sundays they listen to messages.
你看你只是几个人在那动来动去，
there are only a few people exercising.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
道理完全是对的。
This is the same, it's the right principle.
这是圣经的真理。
This is the truth of the Bible.
你看见吗？
But do you see it?
回到耶路撒冷是对的。
We return to Jerusalem, that's true.
但有一件事，
but there's a problem.
开了头了，
you had the beginning,
从来没有完成过。
You never completed it.
所以你看圣灵对撒迪教会怎么说呢？
So what did the Holy Spirit say to the church in Sardis?
你没有一样是完全的。
There's not one thing that you have completed.
撒迪什么意思？
What does Sardis mean?
撒迪是余数的意思。
Sardis means the remaining,
remnant. 所以你看这些人是回到耶路撒冷的。
Sardis, these are the ones that returned to Jerusalem.
但是就好像这一般人一样，
but just like these people,
开头开得很好，
they had a good beginning,
起头非常热闹，
and they were very
filled, 觉得满了主的同在，
they felt full of presence of God.
一点点的艰难， 他们就走不下去了。
A little bit more difficulty and they can't continue. 早知道为什么不留在巴比伦呢？ They say if we knew it before, why don't we just stay in Babylon?
那路是不是走错了呢？
Then we walked the wrong way.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so,
在这种情形底下，
under such circumstances,
世界呢还是主呢？
Is it the world or the Lord?
你甘愿为了自己的话，
why, if you live for yourself,
你在巴比伦老早发达了，
you would have been successful in Babylon.
结果这几年都浪费掉了，
but you wasted all the
years. 如果在巴比伦你老早发财了，
if in Babylon you would have gained millions of
dollars. 但是现在主的工作继续了吗？
But has the work of God continued?
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
这是那个背景。
That is the background.
所以好像工作就停了。
As if the work stopped.
那么是不是这个工作停了，神的工作就停了？
Does it mean that this work stopped and God's work stops?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
不是。
No.
就在这个时候，
at this time,
神兴起了两个先知。
God raised two prophets.
一个哈该，
one is Haggai.
还有一个， 就是撒迦利亚。
One is Zechariah.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
结果因着他们的话，
because of their word,
圣经告诉我们说，
the Bible tells us,
结果他们起来动工建造神的殿。
And then they rose up again and started to rebuild the temple.
请我们记得，
brothers and sisters, remember,
撒迦利亚书第1章1直到第8章，
from Zechariah 1-8,
请我们记得，
let us remember,
这一段圣经就是在他们建殿的时候写的。
This was written when they were building the temple.
换一句话说
，In other words,
最后终于大概二十年以，最后到了到了大力乌六年的时候。
So on the sixth year of Darius.
那最后你看见圣殿完成了。
Finally, the building of the temple is complete.
你叫这个圣殿能够完成。
Now, then, for this temple to be complete.
是两个人的贡献。
Was the contribution of two people.
神兴起两个人的指示。
God raised two people.
一个是哈该。
One is Haggai.
另外一个就是撒迦利亚。
The other is Zechariah.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们已经到了撒迦利亚。
Now we have come to the book of Zechariah.
现在你就清楚了。
Now you understand.
他们为什么他们觉得就不能往前去
？They felt that they couldn't go forward.
那有一个很重要的原因。
There's a very important reason.
就是后来他们把圣殿盖起来了。
Is that later when they rebuilt the temple?
你看见至圣所里面是空的。
Now the holy of holies was empty.
约柜不在那里。
Because the ark wasn't there.
约柜被掳的时候。
When the ark was taken away.
就是以利的媳妇生难产生孩子的时候。
It was when Eli's daughter-in-law was bearing a child.
她叫她儿叫她生下来孩子叫伊格巴叫以加伯。
And the name given to the baby was Ichabar.
以加伯就是神的荣耀离开了。
Ichabar means the glory of God has left.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了。
Now you understand?
现在你知道说为什么因为神的荣耀已经到天上去
了。Because the glory of God has gone into heaven.
所以因为这个缘故
Because of this.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你看你在至圣所跟当初所罗门的那个至圣所不一样的。
So the Holy of Holies here was different than the Holy of Holies in the time of Solomon.
很多东西没有了。
Many things are gone.
所以在这种情形底下
so under such circumstances,
你看难怪他们很纳闷。
That's why they were so,
难怪他们很难过，难怪他们难过。
That's why they were sad.
所以因为这个缘故
，Because of this,
他们需要神的话。
They needed the word of God.
需要神的话来激动他们。
They needed the word of God to encourage them.
他们虽然有圣灵的感动
，Even though they had the move of the Holy Spirit,
他们的眼睛没有看见
，Their eyes didn't see.
所以神需要开他们的眼。
So the Lord needed to open up their eyes.
所以在撒迦利亚书里
，So in Zechariah,
你看见圣灵就让他们看见八个异象。
The Holy Spirit allows them to see eight.
而这八个意象是四组的。
And these eight visions are groupings of four.
所以等到圣殿建造完成以后。
So after the temple is complete.
结果从第九章开始。
Starting from chapter 9.
一直到第十四章。
Chapter 14.
现在你看见撒迦拉继续写下去。
So Zechariah continued to write.
圣殿盖好了。
The temple is finished.
耶路撒冷怎么样呢
？How about Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷有没有明天
？Does Jerusalem have a future?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
你看见吗？
You see
讲到耶路撒冷
，When you speak about Jerusalem,
就讲到负担了。
You speak about the burden.
所以你看，有两个负担，就在从第九章一直到第十，一直到十四章。
So there are two burdens from chapter 9 to chapter 14.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
后来他们能够把圣殿重建起来。
Later they were able to rebuild the temple.
然后圣城重建起来。
And for the holy city to be rebuilt.
最后我们主终于降生在伯利恒。
Then finally our Lord was born in Bethlehem.
终于有一天他进到圣殿。
One day he entered into the temple.
以西结所看见的异象果然在地上出现。
And then the vision that Ezekiel saw indeed appeared on earth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那个荣耀已经回来了。
That glory returned.
我很可惜。
But
他们还是不认识他。
Unfortunately they didn't know him.
还说钉他十字架。
They still said crucify.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
你看见吗
？You see that?
这些人回来。
These people returned.
为什么撒迦利亚的书这么重要呢
？Why is the book of Zechariah so important？
你看见吗
？You see that？
撒迦利亚就是让他们看见书。
Zechariah allows them to see。
耶路撒冷是有前途。
Jerusalem has a future。
圣殿是有前途的。
The temple has a future。
为什么
？Why？
因为和神永远的旨意发生关系。
Because it has to do with the eternal purpose of God。
所以因着这个缘故。
So because of this。
你看见以西结撒迦利亚的话。
The words of Ezekiel and Zechariah
变成非常重要。
Became very important。
所以难怪。前面八章给我们看见圣殿。
That's why the first eight chapters speaks about the temple.
后面六章给我们看见圣城。
The latter six chapters shows us the holy city.
前面讲到神的同在。
In the beginning speaks about the presence.
后面讲到神的见证。
In the second part it speaks about the testimony of God.
前面讲到神同在的恢复。
The first part speaks about the restoration.
后面讲到神见证的恢复。
The second part speaks about the restoration. 翻
成新约的话。
New Testament.
前面讲到教会的恢复。
In the beginning speaks about the church. just
然后后面讲到见证的恢复。
The second part speaks of the restoration, the testimony of God.
教会乃是为着见证的。
The church is for the testimony.
但是教会是基督的身体。
But the church is the body of Christ.
必须有神的同在。
You need to have the presence of God.
然后才有神的见证。
Then can you have the testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然这卷书好像是讲的以色列
，Even though Zechariah speaks about Israel.
但是你看
，But you
和我们发生很大的关系。
Has much to do with us.
那更重要的。
More importantly.
你看见吗？
Do you see it?
在这里是是这个撒加利亚告诉我们
，Zechariah here tells us，
神的荣耀要回来
，The glory of God will return，
天很快就要亮了
，Soon the day will dawn，
天一亮，神就要帮助这个
，God will help these people，
所以到了马拉基书的时候
，So when you come to Malachi，
就讲到公义的太阳就出来了
，It speaks about how the Son of Righteousness appears，
所以以西结书好像太阳下山
，So Ezekiel is as if the sun set，
然后到了哈该书的时候
，And then during Haggai，
这殿后来。来的荣耀要胜过先前的荣耀。
The latter glory shall be greater than the former glory.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
这告诉我们说，
it tells
太阳要出来。
The sun will rise.
然后是以西结书，然后是该像撒加利亚告诉我们。
And then Zechariah tells us.
天一亮。
Once the day dawns,
就要帮助这城。
God will help this city.
果然，我们的主脚踩在橄榄山的时候
，Indeed, when our Lord's feet were at Palm Mount,
你看太阳重新升起来了。
The sun rose again.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see it?
因为这个缘故
，Because of this,
是这样的鼓舞
，Such encouragement,
能够鼓舞以色列人往前去
，Can encourage the people of Israel to go forward.
也是这样的一幅图画
，And this picture,
能鼓舞教会往前去
，Can encourage the church to move forward.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
我想我们这一堂就说到这。
So we'll just speak this much for now.
我们今天，我们等一等，我们还要继续。
And then we will continue later on.
在结束以前，你们容让我给我五分钟的时间。
But if you, before I conclude, give me five more minutes.
我愿意在这里介绍一下一个难得的机会。
I would like to introduce a special opportunity.
那就是说，这个五月底到六月初的时候。
Now at the end of May, towards the beginning of June.
我们大概有十天到两个礼拜的时间。
It's probably between 10 to 14 days.
那有一般的弟兄们需要到埃及跟西奈去。
There are a group of brothers and sisters that are going to go to Egypt and Sinai.
我们目的是希望能够走旷野的四十二站。
So we want to go through the 42 stations in the wilderness.
这个四十二站大概有二十站今天可以看得到的。
Among the 42 stations, there are actually 20 that can be found.
所以我们走的范围是埃及、西奈还有约旦。
So the scope includes Egypt, Sinai, and Jordan.
那么这次呢，我们为了这次旅行，我们做了好久的研究。
And we did a quite an extensive research for this trip.
所以我们这一次不光是去看一看这个爬一爬西乃山，那个算不得什么。
So we're not just going to climb the Sinai. That's actually something minor.
那最重要的就是我们现在才知道，原来呢，当神创造这个地球的时候，当初就已经想到有一天。他在西乃山要和所有神的儿女相，神的百姓相会。
So what's more interesting is that when God created the world, He already knew that He would meet with His people at one place.
所以在西乃半岛里面有一个旷野。
So there is a wilderness in Sinai.
这个能够容纳两百万人的。
And that place can hold 2 million people.
不光是两百万人。
Not just 2 million.
而两百万人的帐篷啊，每一个人可以在这帐篷那里看见摩西进到他自己的帐篷里面。
And then everyone.In front of their tent, could see Moses enter into his tent.
那全世界只有这么一个地方。
There's only one place in this world.
而且这个地方能水量多到一个地步，可以维持他们最少一年生存。
And then there was such water content that could sustain these people for a year.
而且整个的广场像一个露天的教室一样 ，auditorium.
And then it was like an open air auditorium.
是全世界最好的戏院。
It's the best theater in the world.
它旁边因为有很多的山的缘故。有很多山包围的原因。
Because it had a lot of mountains surrounding it.
所以当神说话的时候
，So when God spoke，
那个 acoustic 那个声响啊，可以说是最理想的声响。
So it's the best acoustics.
而且那个地呢，是刚好那个地是斜着上去。
And that land is actually sloped upwards.
那些以色列两百万人在这山下。
So the people of Israel were at the foot of the mountain.
为什么他们没有被神的荣耀击杀呢
？Why weren't they slaughtered by the presence of God?
因为如果你今天访问那个地方的话
，But because if you visit that place today,
你发现你在旷野任何个地方你看不见山顶的。
You'll discover that anywhere in the wilderness you cannot see the top of the mountain.
意思就是说，山顶上神的荣耀的光不能直接射在我们身上。
So the glory of God on the top of a mountain cannot strike you directly.
所以以色列人所看见神的荣耀都是折射 reflected.
So all the light that they saw was reflected.
原来前面那个山，在他们面前那个山就像个大的磐石一样。
Because in front of the mountain, it was almost like a huge rock.
所以当他们站在磐石底下的时候
，So when were they were under the rock,
那个光不会侵害他们。
The light will not harm them.
所以这个就是因信称义的原则。
So this is the principle of justification.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是全世界绝无仅有，从来没有这样的一个地方。
You don't have such a place anywhere else in the world.
而且圣经告诉我们说，以色列人坐在神的脚下。
And the people of Israel tells us the Bible tells us that the people of Israel was at the feet of God.
如果你坐直升飞机的话
，If you take a helicopter,
你看见那个西乃山就像脚一样的形状。
So you see that Sinai is like the shape of
以色列人就坐在神的脚前
，So the people of Israel were at the feet of God.
所以整个山像一个鞋一样
，So the whole mountain is like a shoe.
你看，你前面高起来的前山一高起来有2000英尺
，So at the front there was the 2,000 feet high at the.
然后呢，摩西又在后面后山又高起来700英尺
，And then there was actually a little bit higher at the end at 2,000.
那这次当然有人要爬到山上去
，So there are some people that will go to the top of.
而且我们也在山腰，就好像70个长老一样在那里吃饭。
And then we'll actually be at the middle of the mountain, just like the 70 elders.
还有呢，我们特别雇了一些骆驼。
And then we also hired some camels.
从利非定到西乃旷野，我们要坐着骆驼进去。
So we'll go from Rephidim all the way to the Sinai Desert.
所以能够重新叫你想起当初以色列人刚刚第一次看见西乃山那个情形。
So you can go through what the people of Israel went through to see Mount Sinai.
那这样的机会可能一生只有一次的。
There was probably only this one opportunity.
所以我觉得我今天见到你们，我如果不告诉你们，很亏欠你们。
So I feel that if I don't tell you, I feel that I fall short.
我觉得一生有一次要到以色列去。
I think in your whole life, then you should go to Israel.
有一次应该到西乃旷野。
There's one time you should go to Sinai Desert.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
我们也安排好了有一个晚上。
We have arranged one night.
虽然在山下有旅馆的。
Even though there's a hotel there at the.
但是我们要住在帐篷里面。
We're going to live in the tent.
那就是在西乃山下，在那里有一个晚上在那安营的。
At the foot of Mount Sinai, we're going to live in a tent.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们觉得这是很难得的。
We think this is a rare opportunity.
这个除非你自己经历了。
Unless you experience it,
也许你不容易想象那什么样的情形。
It's probably something you cannot imagine.
这不是每年有这样的情
况。We don't have this every year.
我想我们恐怕难得才有这么一次。
It's probably a very rare opportunity.
所以我建议给弟兄姊妹。
So I'm just encouraging.
如果你觉得你五月底六月初的时间可以的话。
So at the end of May or at the beginning of June, you can do it.
那么你可以到书摊。去接洽一下。
You can go to the book area.
他然后告诉你的电话，你要打一个电话，你可以问详细的情
况。So you have to give you a number that you have to call.
那这是我觉得我在这里让大家知道一下。
I just want to let you know.
因为我觉得这是个很难得、很难得的机会。
Because I think it's a rare opportunity.
所以我想我的话就说到这里。
I'll just say this much.
对不起，我又多借了十分钟。
Sorry, I borrowed 10 extra minutes.
我们低头一个祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你所给我们的这些话。
Lord, we thank you for these words.
我们求你吹气这些话语上。
May you breathe upon them.
但愿照亮你自己的话。
May you enlighten your word.
我们晚上还有一堂。
We have another session tonight.
我们求你恩待我们。
May you have mercy on us.
给我们足够的恩典。
Give us grace.
让我们不光有体力，也有灵力，能听见你的话。
That we not only have physical strength, but spiritual strength.
听我们的祷告。
To hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.